on FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
SARS says close to 2.5 million people have made withdrawals from their retirement savings. The Revenue Service says it's been inundated with applications from people who want to dip into their funds since the launch of the two-pot system 5 months ago. Over 43 billion rand has been paid out to date. The taxman says it rejected applications with the incorrect identity numbers, tax figures and other information. SARS has meanwhile reminded pension fund members of the tax implications for withdrawals. Tax rates ranging from 18% to 45% would apply according to a person's income band. The SA Human Rights Commission says it'll hold a national investigative inquiry to look into the impact of load reduction on human rights. The HRC's Vasani Baloyi says there have been growing concerns, especially in disadvantaged communities, about the increasing frequency of load reduction. The inquiry is scheduled to begin in Sandton on Monday. Baloyi says they've asked for submissions from members of the public, the Departments of Health and Education, Police and Eskom.
Load reduction is seemingly on the rise, particularly in poor and historically disadvantaged communities. Concerns have also been raised about the impact of load reduction on human rights, more broadly, particularly the right to life, equality and human dignity, as well as the rights of access to basic education and healthcare services, among others.
And India's unveiled broad income tax cuts to boost the economy. The world's most populous country is forecast to expand at its slowest pace since the COVID pandemic in the current financial year. Consumers have been burdened by high food inflation and weak wage growth. The finance minister says those earning an annual income of up to 1.2 million rupees, which is the equivalent of 21,000 rand a month, would now be effectively exempt from paying income tax. A recap of our lead story. SARS says close to 2.5 million people have made withdrawals from their retirement savings so far. You've been with the East Coast Radio Newswatch team. I'm Natara Nadesan.